All right. Well, my name's Gretchen Draper. I live at 423 Blake Hill Road in New Hampton, 03256. I'm going to be actively involved and impacted by this right of way. I have Hersey Mountain behind me, which is largely protected land. The land slopes down. There's our house that we built in 1977. About a quarter mile from that, there's an existing right of way, which is proposed to be widened, blasted, drilled. It's one of those places that has a huge incline. So we'll be looking at the larger pylons and lines if this project goes through. Now, I've been really impressed by all the sincerity here, the great songs. I wish I sang. But I have not been impressed at all by the corporations who are supposedly bringing us information, that being NSTAR, Northeast Utilities, Hydro-Quebec, and our very own public service. And that's why it's so important that we're here tonight to talk to the United States Department of Energy, which is above that private corporation. So I have some very specific things for you folks to look at, because I don't think I'm going to get any good answers from the Public Service of New Hampshire. So I believe that we need a very in-depth and a historical review and public disclosure of the environmental history of all these corporations that are going to come in and build this project, so they think. I want to know about the environmental accidents. I want to know about oil spills, which NSTAR does in Watertown, Mass. I want to know about the fines paid, and I want to know about their corporate culture. I want to know if they've made any changes in the philosophy in their company. I also hope that this, I want this environmental concern to go up into Hydro-Quebec. There's a very interesting award-winning documentary called Cherchez la Courante. And it's all about Hydro-Quebec project on the Romaine River. This is the water that's going to come down to create the power that comes through New Hampshire. And it's not clean and it's not green. I also request an investigation of the impact that's going to happen to my little section of, the right-of-way. Mainly for noise, for herbicides that will be used in the maintenance. What happens when they blast and they drill? I have a dug well, like someone else here tonight. I don't expect that I'm going to be able to continue this. All right. I work with learning disabled kids and kids with serious health problems. So I'm very concerned about the health risks of the electromagnetic lines. I would like that thoroughly looked at. The only reports I can find from the companies at large were written in 1999. I want something definitely that talks about current brain research. And I really want the Department of Energy to do a thorough assessment to include the no action alternative to this proposal. No action means get rid of it. It's not a good project. We are not a wasteland for these private corporations. This is multinational corporations. I travel a lot. I've been to Peru, Ecuador, Costa Rica. I've seen what big corporations do to rainforests. Well, we've got our own kind of rainforest here. And it's our own, it'll be a slash and burn. And I don't think that that's what we want to leave at our legacy. And I think we need to stand up and say no to it right now. Thanks a lot.